This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? I'm looking out over a dark and gloomy sky, big giant cloud out the window here to the east. But you know what? I think it has an edge. I think I might even see the edge. Every cloud has an edge. You know that, don't you? And we got a big giant one hanging over us right now. But you know what? We're not in New York City. We're not in some of these communities where things are absolutely dire right now. But we are not done. You heard Governor Doug Burgum yesterday say what's happened elsewhere is likely to happen here. Listen to what he said at the press conference yesterday.
Again, with the measures we've taken so far, our goal here, the strategy is still the same, flatten the curve. All of you got access to the national and international numbers. You can still see that the numbers are skyrocketing in terms of cases, number of deaths are skyrocketing. And I want to remind North Dakotans that there's nothing geographically or genetically that will make us immune from those same kinds of curves. The thing that will keep that from happening here is that we've actually got the lead time. We can increase our awareness and we can be North Dakota smart, which is, again, focusing on the steps we're doing to keep physical distance and other elements.
So I take that as don't expect anything to change in North Dakota. I must admit, I've been lulled into a little bit of confidence seeing those numbers sort of flatten out a little bit. But when he's saying they're skyrocketing elsewhere and there's no reason, nothing that's going to prevent that from skyrocketing here, makes me believe that we're in for more of this. So let me give you a worst case scenario. And we're going to talk today with a lot of folks, a lot of experts. In fact, the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, joining us next hour. We have the Secretary of Labor, Eugene Scalia, joining us, almost an Antonin. That's his dad, the late, great Supreme Court Justice. He is a member of the President's Cabinet. We're going to talk about unemployment insurance and how that will weave together with what is out there in the way of relief in a deal now agreed to, by the way, while you slept. Finally, Nancy Pelosi, do you think she got back on her broom and went back to San Francisco, or is she still, messing things up in Washington, D.C., do you think?
Well, I think she lives in wine country, actually.
I heard that's what they call her plane. I don't know. Yeah. I could have, maybe it wasn't broom. Maybe it was like Gulfstream. But I heard broom, and I could have been wrong there.
Could have been.
Kevin Keeney and Chad.
I will fact check that.
Todd, if I used any bad words today, would you throw out the buzzer? I don't know if broom is allowed, but, we will talk a little bit about the proposals that are in this package that likely will be signed within days by the president. One of the benefits of Nancy Pelosi swooping in and adding all the whatever she added and, whatever she took out. We know one thing she took out already was filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Dollars allocated for that were in this bill, and she asked for it to be taken out. So that's what she thinks of the oil and gas industry. That's what she thinks of the engine of our economy. And I might add also the industry that flies her back and forth on her broom. So it's nice to know the facts on that. So here's one thing I want you to know. My understanding for small businesses, which there are obviously, that's the engine of North Dakota's economy, small business. We don't have a lot of big businesses, 500 people and more, right? The small businesses, 500 and below. There's a package in this bill that will be signed by the president soon, agreed to by Republicans and Democrats. The magic of this thing is this deal was put together by Republicans and Democrats sitting down together in the Senate all weekend long. Now, Nancy Pelosi came in and tried to mess around the edges, but the heart of this deal remains, and part of that is a package. If you are a business owner and you have 500 or less employees, that you will be able to go to your bank you'll be able to, and most likely your bank already knows your books, but, you know, here's where I'm at. Here's how much revenue. Here's how many employees. Here's what our expenses are. And as Senator Hovind explained earlier this week, I believe on Monday, and Senator Cramer over the weekend when it was being crafted, here's what they said. You will be given the opportunity to receive 250% of your payroll. That's 2.5 months' payroll. And as long as that workforce stays, that's ultimately converted into a grant. So it starts as a zero interest or no interest, a low interest loan, and it converts into a grant. Okay? If you keep your employees. Also, qualified expenses like just, you know, in other words, you can't go out and buy a yacht, but whatever qualified expenses, you know, that pertain to the operation of your business, the heat bill, you know, the repairs, the supplies, the stuff that you need, also covered. The idea behind that is that small business is the economic engine of our country, and if they are given the assistance, since they were told to shut down and send their people home, that can keep them going through this, we'll come out of this like a rocket ship. And that V that came down will go back up. So that gives me a little bit of optimism there. But I also have some pessimism, and we'll talk with the governor about this, about how long this is going to be. I think it's longer than I thought it was going to be. I honestly thought these numbers are flattening. We're a couple of weeks away, 3 weeks away, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's the case. I'm going to ask the governor today for a worst-case scenario, because I'd rather deal with a best-case, worst-case, and know we'll probably end up somewhere in the middle. We'll also be joined today on the program by Mark Hagerott. Dr. Mark Hagerott is the chancellor of the North Dakota University System. You know, NDSU fought for years. Dean Brashani fought every time it happened to have online learning. Didn't want it at NDSU. And now it's the only thing keeping NDSU alive is online learning. Otherwise, they wouldn't be educating anyone. I wonder how much of this is the new normal. I wonder how much of this is the new normal. How much are we going to be transforming higher education so more of it is online than on campus? You know, it's been explained to me that kids need an environment. They need, the campus life and friends and, you know, sporting events and all the things that come with being on a campus to be part of the whole process of learning. And if you pull all that out, then you really take a lot of the joy of it out of there. I get that, but look how many burdens have been placed on students because of student loans and the costs and the increases and everything else. So they come out of college with all this debt. Why wouldn't you want to shorten it up a little bit? I don't know. I think that makes some sense. So I think University of Mary has been way ahead of the curve on that for a long time, taking experts in every community, allowing you to learn in the classroom if you like at night or online. Way ahead of the curve. And I think it's going to be more. So we're going to talk about that. So that's what I have in the way of a preview of the show. Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Kevin Flynn, we need a handle for you, Kevin. If we see Todd the Radio God.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin the.
Oh, I see.
You're the DJ. Kevin the DJ. He's spinning all the bumpers.
K-Dog.
Here on the program. You could be K-Dog.
K-Dog.
Yeah. K-Dog.
Friends call me K-Dog, few friends.
There you go.
K-Fly, I get K-Fly a lot.
800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is our local telephone number. Put them in your speed dial. Text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. What answers are you looking for right now? Anything that you're sitting there saying, why won't somebody answer this for me? What is going on? I want to know. I need to know. I want to know. Whatever answers you're looking for, let us know how we can help. We're here to do it. And we don't have a lot of time to just talk about whatever these days because we're flooded with information. But I always appreciate hearing from you when we do. like right now, to just tell me whatever's on your mind. Maybe you want to give me a free plug for your favorite restaurant that's doing takeout. We did Hi-Ho Burgers yesterday.
Oh, so good.
Did you like them?
I did. I love their burgers. A toasted bun.
They have really good French fries, too. They have really good onion rings, and the burgers are unbelievable. They're located in Dilworth, Minnesota. That's shut down altogether. And in Fargo.
South Fargo.
But there's others as well. I know. Is Kroll's doing takeout in Nephilim Soup, I hope?
Oh, good question. Yeah. I would think.
Yeah. Todd, is somebody bringing you anything other than Corona?
I think Todd's on a call.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he had to take a call.
That's Todd's life.
Yeah, it is.
I'm on a call. I got to run down the hall. I got to, yeah. Poor guy. So, did you see somebody brought him Corona yesterday?
I did not.
Yeah.
Is he sharing?
I don't know.
Not the virus.
Not the virus, the beer.
Are there limes?
I hope there's limes.
All right.
You can't drink a Corona without a lime. That's a law. All right. Back to your calls coming up. Don't go away.
Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces. We've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on girl. What you say we finally...
One of my favorite parts of Wednesday on What's On Your Mind is Wednesday Wheels from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. If you're in Bismarck right now, I'd get in there and I'd say hi. I'd find myself, looking around that lot right now and giving a little wave to folks and saying, okay, when this is done, here's what I'm going to drive. And here is the Wednesday Wheels deal. This is from the Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC store in Valley City. Now, things are a little different in Buckledge these days. They've taken the bold step of closing the showrooms through the end of March, all about keeping their customers and employees as safe as possible due to the coronavirus. But they can't wait to get back to seeing you on site. So now, for now, they'll take care of you. World-class care on the phone and online with Puckledge. And they do have a heck of a deal. Speaking of online, you can see this at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Okay, it's a 2016 Buick Encore. That's that compact SUV the Buick has. Unique, sharp brown color. They call it River Rock. I love the name. River Rock.
Yeah.
It's all-wheel drive. There's only 39,000 miles on it, so you get that extra certified warranty. It's on the lot right now, Valley City location, for $17,995. But you can drive it home. If you tell them you heard about it on the radio today, for $16,870. Go online, PuckledgeValleyCity.com, to find out more, or call 800-401-4352. That is a $16,870 a vehicle with only 39,000 miles, super sharp, certified warranty. My gosh, it won't last long. Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, Valley City. Craig in Fargo, what is on your mind?
Hey, Scott, good morning. You're looking for any suggestions for the favorite restaurant? I was going to recommend Wuhan's for Buffalo Bat Wings.
Or not. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
There right. You go. There you go.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. Greg, yeah. All right. Well,
fantastic.
Never lose your sense of
no,
humor.
No,
Danny, never, ever lose your sense of humor.
It's
famously
go.
Said
have
by James Belushi. Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Dave in Minot, what's on your mind? You're next.
Well, I'm not quite as jovial as Batwings, but anyway, a couple of comments. I've been hearing this term new normal a lot, and I resent it to a point. This is new, but this isn't normal. And I really think it's kind of a subtle way for, I don't know who you want, what you want to call them, enemy or what. But to get into your head, like I say, this isn't normal. And, you know,
no, it isn't. And I think I said that, and I've said it before. I agree with you, by the way. It's one of those overused phrases, sort of like it is what it is. You know, you just hear it over and over, it becomes sort of meaningless. But what I meant in the context of our conversation with Dr. Mark Hagerot from the North Dakota University System later today is to say what universities are doing now to fulfill their obligations,
well,
when this is done, long past the you know what we're living right now, will that be sort of normal? Will that be what they'll have to do? They'll just do more of it because people realize, look, I can do this and I can get done a lot quicker. So that's all I was saying.
Yeah, hopefully we can learn from those kinds of things. But maybe it's a tribute to our ability as the kind of people that we are to make it through some of these kinds of things. I guess my other comment, and I'll get off. I wish that, and I'm a pro-lifer, I wish they'd have been keeping track of the numbers of babies that have been aborted since they started keeping track of the people that are dying from the 19 virus or whatever. If we really care about saving lives, and I know we do, we ought to do some deep thinking.
Very well said. You know, the number I use often. Is that every week in downtown Fargo, a kindergarten-sized class is exterminated. And just wrap your mind around that. You can see all the little kids sitting in the kindergarten, in a class in their desks, and you just picture that, whether it was your kids or I remember actually my desk in kindergarten. I have that visual right now. I can go back there with the nun in Laverne, Minnesota. But I think you're a time like this is a time to sort of rethink what you stand for. And I think what happens with the abortion issues, the second you say the word abortion, then, most people put up a giant wall and they don't hear anything else. But they ought to put that in perspective with the numbers. You're absolutely right. I'll try and find that number. It should be easy enough to find.
Appreciate what you guys do. I enjoy listening whenever I get a chance.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that very much. Listen more. Listen often. Listen always. 800-228-0550, toll-free from wherever you are. Text welcome to Todd, 226-8503. Did Todd get into the Corona? I think he's actually drinking the Corona, so he might not be able to read the text.
Okay, I wasn't really on a call. I was pounding Coronas down.
Exactly right, he was, yeah. Yeah. He's getting freebies from the listeners now saying, Todd, there you go,
well,
Corona.
It all kind of started on my afternoon show on K-Fire.
I know someone who manages a liquor store, and they have told me they have people upset they're still selling it.
No!
And this is in Western North Dakota, and I'm just sitting there shaking my head.
So how much hate do you think I would get if I went and hoarded Corona? Would I become the most hated man in North Dakota from that? They're taking crap from people because they're selling the beer named Corona, which has absolutely nothing to do with the darn virus. People, come on, grow up. Who wants me in their liquor store just my Facebook Live thing and pushing all the Corona I can around the store? So after doing that, Plaza Beer Depot decided, well, we need to make sure he gets some. So they texted me yesterday, hey, we've got your Corona. I'm like,
delivery.
My
delivery.
Corona.
Yeah, there comes a delivery. I love it.
Well, I got him some K-Fire swag in exchange. That was so cool.
Put a padlock on
it. I mean, can you imagine the looks you would get on people's faces as they watched you pushing a big shopping cart full of Corona? They'd probably be, you know, all venomous and, you know, how dare you? And it's like, it's beer. It's got nothing to do with the virus. It's Mexican.
No, it's funny. You know, we love our listeners. Perry in Williston, let's get to you here. I don't have much time left, so Perry, go ahead.
Well, the Corona, that's the antidote for it, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Yes.
Exactly.
Along with that Seroquel or whatever that other one is. Was it Seroquel or hydrocortisone? I can't even say all the words. You know,
Chloroquel.
Chloroquel, thank you. Not Chloroquel.
Hydrochloroquel.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, Perry, go ahead.
So, on this new $2 billion giveaway, where do we go to find out what we get?
Well, I would say your banker. And you know, it's not welfare. It's not a handout. It is appropriately, you know, dealing with the disruption the government has caused, keeping people safe. So I would talk to your bankers, who I'd talk to.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Thanks.
You bet. And also, the Department of Commerce in North Dakota is a good one-stop shop. Resource as well on this, and on their website they have other things. The SBA is going to take care of some folks as well. Jeff and Bismarck, let's get you in here quick. What's on your mind? Don't hear Jeff, so how about Todd and Bismarck? Todd, go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, hey, I got one quick thing to say. Is Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, when did they become more powerful than the president? I remember back as a kid they said, hey, you can be anything you want. You can be the president of the United States. Has that changed now?
Good question, Todd. Thank you. More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is now the new U.S. epicenter for the coronavirus. Top health officials are now saying it's a high-risk area for the virus, and it could easily spread from there. They're now urging isolation for any recent travelers to the Big Apple. With more than half of the new U.S. cases emerging from that area, medical experts say if you've been to New York recently, you need to isolate yourself.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others.
Dr. Deborah Birx says that guideline applies to everywhere in the city.
Vice President Pence is urging those people in the city to avoid non-essential travel.
We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging the government to help with medical equipment. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Helpless.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Elton John's got a birthday today. If I had to list my top 10 concerts,
yeah.
Elton John would be in there. I saw him one time with Billy Joel.
Yep.
And I think we're alone.
I think I saw you at that show, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh, you're good.
Yeah, 73 today.
Texter says, FYI, any SBA loans are not handled through your bank at this time. Kevin misspoke yesterday. I'm not a banker. I have already looked into, and the system is overloaded and can take more than 8 hours to complete. This is a fact. Keep doing a great show. Please mention this. I'm not sure what he's talking about there, but I know that the SBA loans are separate. And, for instance, the Department of Commerce has a link up. Some people have suggested you start the process there while this other one gets rolling. But the program I'm talking about, 250% of payroll plus other qualified expenses, is from your banker. So they are separate. But I don't recall talking about the SBA other than saying that was one resource that's out there. But honestly, I don't know why you'd take an SBA loan at 3.75% or 4% or whatever it is when you have the opportunity for short-term loan, you know, but basically a grant if you keep your people. So not sure what's going on there. Governor Doug Burgum joining us momentarily here on the program, taking your calls, questions, and comments. In the meantime, I have a boatload of texts. I'm sure you do too, Todd. I can get to a few of these and also talk to this listener in Bismarck that's waiting to weigh in here at 258-0550. Your questions for the governor, welcome as well. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, say, so I just heard a guy call in and was talking about abortion and, you know, wondering how many kids have been killed and that type of thing. I just heard this morning on my drive that on Real Presence Radio this morning that several abortion clinics have been closed due to the coronavirus. So, yeah, I just wonder how many kids have been saved because of this.
Good point. When you say closed, temporarily, permanently, what
I'm guessing temporarily. And I don't want to misinform anybody, but they said closed, and I think it was because of, interacting, social distancing. And I'm sure it's just temporary, you know, just because of the social distancing. But nonetheless,
you think differently about it or whatever. They're pouring through the bill right now to see what has been added by Speaker Pelosi in order to gain the support of the House. And, you know what I think happened here? I think that the Democrats were not getting enough credit. That's why Pelosi flew in, delayed this. The question is, how much did they give in to her to get it done? I don't know the answer to that. We're pouring through it right now. But what I have heard is, number one, they've taken out filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. They've taken out the money for that. So that'd be typical Pelosi move. And I know they were trying to put in a ton of provisions for Planned Parenthood and abortion, as usual. So appreciate that call very much. Thanks. All right, Governor Doug Burgum is here joining us on the What's on Your Mind. Your questions or comments, welcome for him as well at 258-0550 or text in a note to Todd or I. Governor, thanks for the time today.
Good morning, Scott.
I know it is a extraordinarily busy time, so we do appreciate you joining us on the program today. I want to talk a little bit about sort of the process that you're using. When we first talked about the North Dakota's impact of the coronavirus cases, you were frustrated with the lack of data and really said we just need more data points to be able to make better decisions here. And one of those things was testing and other things. But, you know, we're a few weeks removed from that now. So what would you say that we have in the way of metrics? What metrics are guiding you? And, you know, what is the worst case scenario on that metric? And what's the best case scenario?
Well, the piece that we're still missing is across the whole United States is we don't have enough testing. And well, North Dakota's doing well compared to, you know, almost every other state relative to per capita testing. It isn't enough because we just don't have enough. We just don't have enough data, and so when you don't have enough data, then we end up doing these things where we've got, you know, broad measures. In terms of how we're trying to slow the spread versus more targeted, which is, again, we've been truly trying to encourage the last few days that for those people that are pending, you know, tests in North Dakota, which is there could be 400 or 500 people that are waiting for their test results back, those individuals should, if you thought that you either had the symptoms or exposure, you should absolutely positively be self-isolating. If you're someone who knows someone who's tested, gone and get tested, then you should also be self-isolating, because if we can contain the people that are most likely to be the spreaders when we know this is highly contagious, then that's going to be the thing that helps, you know, slow things down. And we do have, you know, three more positive since 5 p.m. Yesterday, one in Foster County, so that's a new county. So now we have 9 counties where we've got positive tests: Burley, Cass, Dunn, Foster, Morton, Pierce, Ramsey, Walsh, and Ward. Ramsey, as the three that came out last night, Ramsey had their second case. Morton County had their eighth case. And of the 39 positives, you know, 8 of those people are hospitalized. And, you know, we're know that this virus is deadly. So we, you know, all those that are hospitalized, you know, our hearts go out to them and their families. We're one of the few states that hasn't reported a death yet. And you know, it'd be fantastic if we get through that without that, but I don't know that that's going to be possible given the data that we see coming in from other places. I mean, Italy, you know, I mean, people might, you know, think Italy's a long ways away, but Italy's like North Dakota, an older population, you know, 70,000 cases and over 6,800 deaths in Italy, and we see how this thing is exploding in New York. So I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, I want to say this morning is North Dakota, we've got to stay, you know, vigilant on this, not trying to get complacent. We can be grateful that North and South Dakota have the, you know, lowest cases in the, of any two states in the country right now. So this is a great place to be. It gives us more time to prepare. But to think that it's not going to come here or spread here, I think there's no data that shows that it's not going to get worse before it gets better.
And you mentioned the term skyrocketing yesterday. The cases were skyrocketing in other places, and there was no reason to believe they would not skyrocket here. So that takes me to, you know, I know that, you know, the data points, we're all looking at other places, you know, to say, hey, what's happened there could happen here. But I can't wrap my mind around the idea that in Italy or in New York City, or you know, New York City probably has more people in one block than we do the entire state. And obviously Italy, kind of they're all on top of each other as well. So how is it that, you know, when we talk about skyrocketing, are you talking about a number that could be as high as a New York or as a Italy? I mean, what's the worst case scenario you're seeing in models?
Well, I think the raw numbers won't be as high because they've got higher population. You know, there's, you know, 60 million people that live in Italy and about 24 million in New York. So the raw numbers won't be as high, but we have to look at the spread rate. I mean, the virus acts the same here as it does there, in terms of how contagious it is. And, you know, you look at a place like, you know, here on South Dakota 2 days ago where you had, you know, you get family transmission within a household. where you end up with, you know, 5-6 people in a family. But then if those family members are going to work and out in the community or going to the, you know, hanging out with other kids, whatever, that, you know, suddenly, you know, that's where you can get the situation where, you know, 6 becomes 12, becomes 24, becomes 48, and pretty soon, you know, Huron's health system is, you know, really under pressure. And I think that's the piece where we have to understand it can happen anywhere. And in North Dakota, we've been doing a great job. You know, we've got 218 either assisted living, long-term care, or skilled nursing centers. And our, you know, team from North Dakota in 3 days visited all three of those to make sure that we're trying to keep the lockdown on visitation. But the thing that happened in Kirkland, Washington, where they ended up with 37 deaths out of one nursing home, that could happen anywhere in the U.S., and it has happened. Now there have been infections in nursing homes around the country. It's buried underneath the other headlines. But, you know, that's something that, again, we have to really be cautious about in North Dakota or in rural North Dakota. If we had an outbreak there, one of the things we're working on here is how do we set up a rapid response team if you end up with one of our rural nursing homes with a infectious outbreak. You know, how do we make sure you got, you know, your rural ambulance that might be, you know, helping provide assistance to that rural nursing home. How do we make sure they've got enough personal protective equipment? And then when they get in the ambulance, where are we taking them? And are those hospitals ready to receive them? So we're working hard to plan through all these scenarios because, like I said, we're taking this, you know, very seriously. We realize it's causing a lot of hardship for a lot of families, but you know, we're in the business of trying to make sure that we can save lives of North Dakotans, and that's what we're focusing on right now.
Kenny in Fargo for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Kenny.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Governor. I'm sitting in front of the motor vehicle division here in Fargo, and it's closed. And the way the sign reads, it says it's closed at 1 p.m., but the more I look at it, they closed March 20th at 1 p.m. So, no, for all the small businesses that are seasonal, if we're just getting started up, we can't license our trucks. So am I going to get an exemption if I get pulled over?
Well, Kenny, thanks for the call and question. We did do an executive order. If you've got trucks or driver's license that have expired, they're still valid. Anything after March 1st is still being recognized as valid by the state of North Dakota. Even if your driver's license is expired, you can still get on board a plane in North Dakota through TSA. We work with them. So if you've got an existing one that's expired, you should be in good shape. If you have a new one, then let's offline. We'll get your information. But I was know that we're moving a bunch of those services online, and we should get you taken care of so we can get you licensed and keep you going.
All right, Kenny. Daniel, we'll take your information if you need to do that. Les in Wishick for the governor. Go ahead, Les.
Yes, good morning. First of all, thank you, Governor, for all the hard work that you're doing. My question is, I come from a small rural city, and we haven't been affected by the virus yet, but I'm very concerned of the influx of the snowbirds that are going to be coming home very shortly. Are you looking at a mandate to require a quarantine period for these people?
Well, we're not looking at a mandate yet because we haven't mandated any individuals. With the health department, if we do have someone, you know, has some legal ability, if someone were to be, you know, known contagious, where we could put quarantines in place. But on but people coming back from Arizona, we're doing the same thing we do in from all North Dakotans, whether it's kids, you know, kids from college or just.
Sorry to do this, Governor. If you just hold that thought, we'll finish the answer on the other side of the break, Les. Don't go away.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
John's got a birthday today. How many people have sang along to old Elton John over the years?
How many people have lit a lighter to this song?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, given what's going on, why are we not playing Can I Get a Meal Ticket, which I realize is very obscure, but a fitting song for an Elton John song.
I'll put it on the list.
It's on the list. All right, exactly right. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at Mineral Tracker, and you know, much is changing in the oil and gas industry, and so every penny's going to count for sure. Whether your minerals are something that you're looking at maybe selling and you want to have them properly valued, know what they're worth, or whether just make sure you're getting what you're due. These folks do it for some of the biggest mineral owners on the planet. So MineralTracker.com or call them at 833-842-2924. Watford City, North Dakota. Great technology with that Mineral Tracker app. I say it's the Silicon Valley of North Dakota, right there in Watford City. Governor Doug Burgum with us for a few more minutes, you wanted to just anything else you want to say to Les related to the question of snowbirds?
No, I was just saying, individual responsibility. If we've got snowbirds that have been exposed to positive cases, if they're coming back from hot zones, when they get back here to North Dakota, they should stay home for 14 days and monitor their symptoms and stay healthy. Anybody that's coming or going, has come from an area where there's infection is a potential carrier. And so even if you're not feeling the symptoms, and so, great practice to help save others, protect others, is to do that 14-day self-isolation period.
Thanks for the call, Les, very much. Texter says, Scott, when you have Governor Burgum on this morning, could you thank him for something he does during his press conferences? He repeats the question that is asked of him in the room, which is generally inaudible to us listening on our end of the radio. It's extremely helpful, and others who conduct press conferences should take note of this. So I thought you'd like to know the press conferences and your best practices are being well received by the listeners, Governor.
I'm laughing because I joked early on when I didn't know that people couldn't hear the questions, and I said, well, it's a lot easier for me to give answers when people don't know what the question is. we have started repeating them, but tell the listener thank you. But I guess one of the messages, Scott, is again, North Dakota, we got to be North Dakota smart, not North Dakota tough. This is this thing where if you think you're not feeling well, don't go to work, stay home, figure out some alternatives to get it done. But it's about keeping physical distance. So if you're, outside, if you're more than 6 feet away from people, if you're farming, you're ranching, you're doing whatever, as long as you're not in contact with other people, you're not, putting anybody else at risk, keep doing what you're doing. But for these, as we've seen in areas, where people have a lot of contact with each other, this is a highly contagious disease that can spread quickly. And what we're trying to do is keep the number of cases down, while at the same time we build up the amount of medical capacity we have, particularly, intensive care, ventilators, doing all that to make sure that we're in the line between our healthcare capacity and number of cases, that we keep a distance between those two lines. Because if we can do that, which having enough, beds, enough equipment, and enough staff and personnel, that's when we can save lives. You can really keep the mortality rate down if you can care for people when they become critically ill with this disease.
I think it would help people to know, obviously, you're doing everything possible to bend that curve. Even doing that, knowing what we know from whether it's the 1918, Spanish flu and what it did, all the way through the modeling that's here from other places that have been ahead of us, what do you believe, from the standpoint of worst-case scenario and best-case scenario, it's going to require? In other words, best-case scenario, we're sort of back to businesses opening and things back to normal in 3 weeks, and worst-case scenario, 6 weeks, or what would it be?
I think the worst-case scenario is more like 6 to 10 weeks. And there's worst-case scenarios to take it out further than that. But again, it's how well we do in slowing the spread of the number of cases. Again, I go back to flooding. If we can't stop the spring melt and we can't stop this virus from coming to North Dakota. But, with Mother Nature, we can't even control how fast the water comes. But because, changing our behavior doesn't change the height of the floodwaters. But if we have a flood that comes and lasts for 4 weeks, but it never gets above our flood protection, we're fine. If we have a flood that for one day, gets overtops what we have, then you lose the city of Grand Forks. It doesn't have to be overtops for weeks. It just has to be for a day. And then all of a sudden, once you're overwhelmed, you're overwhelmed. And the same thing here with this, where if we can kind of keep the rate of cases slower coming at us, then we can match that with our increase. What we're doing with the healthcare right now is kind of like we're sandbagging. We're trying to raise our level of capacity, raise the level of cases that we can handle. And it's like we've got a few weeks here where we can keep sandbagging and then, hope that the flood isn't as high as it is. I mean, that's a little bit from a metaphor that I think works for people in North Dakota, certainly Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and lots of other communities that have fought floods. We're trying to do that. But, the best case scenario, the people think that's over in 2 or 3 weeks. I think that if New York hasn't peaked yet and we're going to peak later than New York, it's hard to think that we're going to be over in 2 to 3 weeks here because we're coming, it's hitting us later than it's hitting other places. So we'll look when New York starts bending down, then we might say, okay, well then now we got a glimpse of when it might start happening here.
Very interesting. Well, appreciate that very much, and I think anybody listening intently is doing everything in their power to make sure that it's on the best-case scenario rather than the worst-case scenario if they want to move this along quickly. Appreciate the time, Governor. Didn't get to all the calls. I apologize. We'll have the Governor back ASAP. More after this.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.